This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We want you to hear on an important day like this everything that Kyle Shanahan had to say right after practice. So here it is, Shanahan earlier today from the Niners facility.
Injuries for the game. Charvarius Ward will be out. Jacob Cowing out. Tatum Bethune out. Kevin Givens out. Nick Bosa out. Brock Purdy out. Trent Williams questionable. Feliciano questionable. Go ahead.
Is there any development with Brock's shoulder where it got downgraded during the week? And is there a long-term concern for it?
I don't want to say there's long-term concern. We got the MRI on Monday. We thought he just needed some rest and really weren't concerned about him not being good this week. But when he started up Thursday, just surprised him, surprised us how it felt. So we had to shut him down. And so I really don't know what to think of it. You know, the MRI doesn't look like that, so it should be all right. But the way it responded this week, it's really up in the air for next week. So we'll have to see on Monday.
Did it happen on the touchdown run?
He doesn't know in particular. I don't think so, but he can remember a play that specifically happened on.
Things where as time went on it just started to bother
him. Just was complaining about how tight it was throughout the game, and it started happening throughout the game. That's why he was warming up just a lot more than usual. He said he had a hard time keeping it loose, and then after the game is when it really started to hurt, and then Monday morning is really why he had to go get an MRI for it.
Will Brandon Allen start?
Yes.
What do you like about Brandon?
I think Brandon's a really good thrower, runs our offense well. He's done a really good job since he's been here. Been here 2 years now, and guys believe in him, and believe he'll give us a good chance to win.
Well, it's one of the positives about Brandon that the offense doesn't change very much with him in there, that he's like Purdy in a lot of ways, that you don't really skip a beat.
There's not a big game plan adjustment. You know, this is something that we didn't think would happen early in the week, so we were fully preparing for Brock to go, and getting a little surprised about this on yesterday. Nothing has to change, so that's a good deal for us.
Without Purdy, without Bosa, I mean, the situation, obviously doesn't look great. It's the NFL. I mean, everyone will say, oh gosh, you guys have no chance, but things have happened. I guess, what is your message to the team when you face this kind of adversity?
I think we've had a real good week of practice. I know it's disappointing. We knew there was a chance for Nick. I think the guys were a little surprised with Brock yesterday, but we addressed all that today, and we're going to have 48 guys in uniform, and I know our guys believe in themselves. I believe in them. We're missing two good players, definitely, but we got a lot of good players out there, so by no means do you not have a chance to win. So we're going to go fight our tails off and expect this to be a real good game.
With Mooney, he just needed some more time to kind of...
Yeah, just taking three full weeks off. It's not like dealing with all that stuff. He's getting workouts in or anything like that. So we were just happy to get him back in the building this week. We didn't want to put any pressure on him by any means to get ready to play. He just wanted to get back into the field. He had 2.5 good days of practice. I say half just because of what today's like. But hopefully he'll be good to go next week.
Has Trent showed progress, or is it still right up to kickoff?
No, it's still right up to kickoff.
The fact that you went through three quarterbacks a couple of years ago and still made the NFC Championship, give the team hope knowing that you've been through this kind of adversity before?
I don't think they look at it that way. I mean, it's good to have that story and stuff, but I think why they have hope is because they're with Brandon every single day. So, I know outside of here, people haven't seen a lot of Brandon because he hasn't had to go in yet, but this is Brandon's second year. They see him on scout team all the time, and, obviously guys want Brock up, but guys are excited to see Brandon play.
Given that Brandon had been sort of in the your coaching tree, so to speak, with Sean and with LaFleur and Zach Taylor, who had been with Sean. And did he get here? Did he pick things up quickly as soon as he got here?
He picked things up just being a vet and stuff. I'd say the coaching tree is a little overrated. I mean, just, it branches off. We're all from the same places, but he looks at things where he's been. Things are all subtly different, but he's got a lot of experience, been around a while, and he's been comfortable. We've been comfortable with him since his first day here.
How did Charvarius Ward get through practice this week, and just where is he at?
I thought he did a real good job getting through the week. You know, we threw him out. He got to ease in there doing all the scout team stuff. You know, I thought he really gave us good looks all week, got his body feeling, you know, just more confident each day. Just talking to him, I think he's in a good spot. And we all know he's grieving a lot. And, that really probably never fully stops. But I think it has been somewhat therapeutic for him to get out on the football field and things like that and be able to focus a little bit on his craft for just a little bit. And but he's always going through that, and it's nice that we can be here for him as much as we can with him back in the building.
Disappointed as he would expect to be when he wasn't the backup. How has he been as the third guy all year, running the scout team, doing what you asked?
He's been awesome. I mean, it's they split the scout team reps, you know, so they both get equal reps over there throughout the year, and really loved having him in the room, and he's been great on the field too.
About Jordan Love, yeah, what do you like about him? What's unique about him?
Just how big of a threat he is. I mean, he's a thrower. There's not a throw he can't make. I love his mindset, how aggressive he is. I mean, he's always trying to end Joe. He's always going for the big plays, and he's got the skill set with his feet too, that when things aren't there, he can make a lot of plays. Big, tall guy, very athletic, and we know how good he's been these 2 years, and he's going to be good for a long time.
Will Brock stay behind for treatment rather than...
No, he'll come with us. He'll come with us. No, Bosa will stay here. All right, guys.
Okay, that's interesting there at the end. What do you make of that? Nick Bosa stays home. Brock Purdy goes on the road.
More helpful to have Brock there to sit on the sideline and, like, open up the tablet with Brandon.
Yep.
I don't know what Nick can do. Hey, you know, you need to, like, bull rush him a little bit harder. I'd go with the spin move if I were you. So the quarterback being there, I do think there's added value in it.
Nick could show up to the winning team on-field interview.
He could.
He could do that.
Yeah, he's allowed to, yeah. Well,
actually, he's not allowed to do it the way he did it before. But anyway, speaking of which, Brock Purdy being there to help Brandon Allen. I thought this was maybe the most interesting thing Brandon Allen said today. Listening to him talk, now he's been in the league much longer than Brock Purdy. Listening to him talk about what he's learned from Brock in terms of getting ready for a football game.
Yeah, no, he's unbelievable the way he prepares. And you kind of have to be able to execute this offense well. And there's a lot of motions, a lot of shifts, a lot of things that go into it. And to be on top of all that, and, you know, you've seen him on the road doing all that with silent cadence and all that. So there's a lot that goes into it. And his preparation kind of was like, when I first got here last year watching him do it, I was like, okay, this is kind of how you have to study here, because you can go other places and offenses aren't as complex, aren't as difficult, so you can still study, but, you know, you're looking at the same things week to week. But in this offense, you know, we really, really do a good job moving guys around and getting guys open, so there's a lot of studying that goes into it. So watching him prepare and the way he does, I've definitely tried to model my preparation after him.
I mean, can we grab that for the crowd that's like, will you please let Brock, you know, will you put more on his plate? Listen to Brandon talk. Brock might have, and I've heard this from receivers before too.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan's offense might be asking the most of his players of any offense in the league.
And Kyle's already said that, where he puts a lot on Brock. And so everyone on the why won't you let him audible train, and you know who you are who says that, you're an idiot. It's not about audibles. It's about everything that Brandon just said, the shifting, the motions, the movement, the traffic coppery that has to go on. He has a lot on his plate, guy. Not Haberman.